And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
St. Josephine Bakita. Born in Olgasa in the Darfur region of southern Sudan, Josephine was kidnapped at the age of 7, sold into slavery and given the name Bakita, which means fortunate. She was resold several times, finally in 1883, to Callisto Legnani, Italian consul in Sudan. 2 years later, he took Josephine to Italy and gave her to his friend Augusto Micheli. Bakita became babysitter to his family, whom she accompanied to Venice's Institute of the Catechumens, run by the Canossian sisters. While being instructed, Josephine felt drawn to the Catholic Church. She was baptized and confirmed in 1890, taking the name Josephine. When the consul's family returned from Africa and wanted to take Josephine back with them, the future saint refused to go. During the ensuing court case, the Canossian sisters and the Patriarch of Venice intervened on her behalf. The judge concluded that since slavery was illegal in Italy, she had actually been free since 1885. Josephine entered the Institute of St. Magdalene of Canossa in 1893 and made her profession 3 years later. In 1902, she was transferred to a city north of Verona, where she assisted her religious community through cooking, sewing, and welcoming visitors at the door. She soon became well-loved by the children attending the sister school and the local citizens. She once said, "Be good, love the Lord, pray to those who do not know Him. What a great grace it is to know God." The first steps towards her beatification began in 1959. She was beatified in 1992 and canonized 8 years later. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.